Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Well, I'm here with Michael Anthony Milton, and we're here specifically to talk about your latest album, Through the Open Door, but there is such a rich history that we'd like to unpack. Our listeners appreciate so much the lives of other people and how God has led them, and I just could hardly wait to get started with this show, because as I read through your biographical sketch here, Michael holds multiple degrees from many respected institutions, such as the University of Wales, Knox Theological Seminary, Mid-America Nazarene University. And what does WEST stand for, besides West?
The Welsh Evangelical School of Theology.
The Welsh. Yeah. Michael currently serves as the Chancellor-elect of the Reformed Theological Seminary, and that mm-hmm. oversees a number of institutions.
Well, Reformed Theological Seminary has seven campuses, 3,200 students, about 50 faculty, and a whole lot of staff and great people. And our vision and our ministry is to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world through the generations through raising up pastors and missionaries. We're one of the largest seminaries in North America. And so my role is that of servant, chief servant.
Chief servant.
Chief servant.
Servant and, leadership.
Well, I trust and pray it is. And so we want to serve that ministry. So part of what I do is cast a vision for that through preaching. Just got back from a missions conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I spent a lot of time. In fact, I'm a ordained minister in a Presbyterian church in America, but I preach more now than I have ever preached as a pastor. My last pastor, it was First Presbyterian Chattanooga, Tennessee. I preach a lot more now, particularly with the Faith for Living broadcast.
Yeah, this is a phenomenon that I see happening over and over, where you're called of God to do something,
yes,
but then it seems like you go on a different path,
mm-hmm.
and then you come back again. Has that been your experience?
Well, it has, Rose, and I'm not sure that I can say that. Well, I am sure. I can tell you that years ago, I never set out a trajectory that said, okay, I'm going to plant churches, plant a Christian school, be a homeschool dad, move to North Carolina after pastoring a historic downtown church in Chattanooga, and I'll be the chancellor of Reformed Theological Seminary. Never. So the Lord did it all. Plus, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Yes, and, that's what we're talking
part
about.
It is, indeed. So part of my prodigal journey was I used to have a guitar around my back and recorded things in California and was playing music. And I was also in naval intelligence at the time and on the side playing music, and was a prodigal. I was an orphan when I was a boy, and I left home from the Louisiana-Mississippi border when I was a boy. And, in fact, that's one of the songs. First song on the album is called Louisiana-Mississippi Line, a rather autobiographical song dealing in a very folk-slash-bluegrass way with redemption from that. But in all of those things, you know, the Lord shows himself to
he
us,
does.
Reveals himself to
I'm
us.
I'm particularly interested in the fact that you were an orphan, because
right.
statistics show that because orphans don't have that nurturing of parents, they're at a serious handicap.
Yes.
And I work, that's the charity that I've chosen
uh-huh.
to work with, is orphans.
Yes.
And we hold up to them, like George Johann Sebastian Bach was
yes,
an orphan. We try
right.
to hold up to them models, and
yes.
we are going to add you to that model.
Oh, well, I'm honored and humbled that
but
you
it
do
is
that.
So important, because they need to look at, instead of, oh, you know, renting room in their head to the fact that they've had this disadvantage. They need to know that they can rise up and God has gifts for them.
Yes.
That they are only uniquely have the ability to give.
Well, Rose, that is a very important part of how this album came to be and how the music and the writing and even being a minister of the gospel came to be. As a young teenager, I began to ask all the great existential questions of life. Who am I? Where am I going? And I turned to the great theologians like Neil Young, Jackson Brown, Bob Dylan, and I began to get some answers. They weren't the right answers.
Yeah.
And they led me astray. I could have received the answers from my Aunt Eva, who adopted me and raised me, but instead I chose the world. And I went down some bad paths, and I got hurt. I like to characterize it as sadly, and to my own shame, as I sinned, and I was sinned against.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard world out there,
yes,
without Christ. But when I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ from Dr. D. James Kennedy, it transformed my life, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. And there was a Mike Milton before that and a Mike Milton after. The Mike Milton before was a victim. The Mike Milton afterwards was a victor, because I came to understand that the very things that seek to destroy us become in the hands of a loving, sovereign God the thing that leads us to Him. If I hadn't been an orphan, I wouldn't be where I am today preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, writing
and
singing
songs.
Yeah,
we're all orphans. We're all orphans.
We're all spiritual cosmic orphans.
Yes, we're in spiritual cosmic orphans.
Adoption by our Heavenly Father. And so I'm thankful for that. And when I came to understand that gospel motif, that the cross, an instrument of shame, became an instrument of victory and power and resurrection, then that transformed my life.
So when did you know that God had given you this gift of music?
Well, I had the gift. I don't want to say I had a gift. Let someone else say
that.
Well,
I'm saying it.
Okay, you can say it. I recorded music and played and wrote music before and composed music before I committed my life to Christ in a significant, real way and understood His grace and became a disciple. I actually threw away my guitar.
Yes.
Because I associated guitar with sin.
And others have done the same.
And I'll tell you what happened, Rose. My wife, May, never gave up on that. And though I was a minister of the gospel, I hid my guitar, the old Sears and Roebuck $75 guitar. I hid it so no one would see it, because to me it represented sin. Some elders came in our home one time, saw it, and said, "We didn't know you played the guitar." And my wife says, "Oh, yeah, he writes songs, too." And they said, "Play us a song." I said, "No, I don't want to play. Play us a song." I said, "Okay." So I played a song. A couple of months later, they came to me and said, "If you could have any guitar any guitar in the world, what would it be?" And I said, "Well, I'd have Neil Young's D45. How about that?" So they came back to me and they said, 2 days before Christmas, they said, "We'd like to come over." And I thought, well, I wonder what they want. So deacons and elders came to our house, put a guitar in my hand, and they said, "We couldn't afford a D45. Here's a D35, which I couldn't buy now.
Yeah.
And they said, "Play for the glory of God." And after that, I began to write publicly. The first day of my pastorate at First Presbyterian Church, a young man who had started a record company called Music for Missions heard me, and he signed me. And that produced my first album, He Shall Restore. And then we produced the second album, Follow the Call, and now we've just produced the third album, Through the Open Door. And two-thirds of the profits from this album go to Reformed Theological Seminary to help future pastors and missionaries. So Music for Missions has a unique niche in the recording world in that they sign artists who are willing to give money away.
Yes. Now, these songs, tell me the story behind this Mississippi-Louisiana line.
Well, Mississippi-Louisiana line is autobiographical. I grew up there. But there's a phrase in there that says, "Thank God for the woman praying for me on the Louisiana-Mississippi line." There was a woman praying for my daddy, who was a retired naval officer who was an alcoholic, and he died when I was young from that. But he had a mama praying for him, and he came to Christ in a sawdust chapel before he died. He had a woman on that Louisiana-Mississippi line. I had my Aunt Eva praying for me. And so I end it saying, I hope you've got a woman praying for you on your Louisiana-Mississippi line. And it's in a genre, sort of a Doc Watson. In fact, I had just heard Doc Watson, the famous bluegrass flat box picker. And my son and I, 16-year-old son and I, went to hear Doc Watson in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we live. And I came back and I was inspired by his picking. And I ended up writing that song. A lot of my songs are come out of kind of the folk era and inspired by various genre. And in fact, the last song is actually a symphonic piece. I always try to produce a classical piece on each album as well.
Yes, how do I pronounce that last song?
Eclogue for the church triumvirate.
Eclogue.
An eclogue is a musical term, a classical musical term, which means a pastoral, an English pastoral. So an eclogue was where one shepherd is on one side of the field, and he cries out from his lonely state to another shepherd on the other side of the field. And so it was picked up as a musical term as an eclogue. So this is a pastoral piece for the church triumphant. Through the open door refers to moving from here to heaven. And so eclogue for the church triumphant is my voice, really using the voice of Scripture there to close out the album, to cry out to my listeners to say, don't be lonely. We're all going to be walking through that open door together.
When I look at these titles, the mountain, the desert, the sea, mm-hmm. I can imagine that the mountain, the desert, the sea is a metaphorical experience that all Christians go through.
Well, it is, and I use the mountain, the desert, and the sea because those are areas where Jesus Christ was overcame. The very areas where in the Old Testament the saints failed, Christ was a victor in the desert, in the mountain. The transfiguration in the sea as he walked on the water. And so it does become a metaphor for our lives. And that has a sort of Dan Fogelberg sort of feel to it. And Christianity Today recently reviewed the music and thankfully gave us a 4-star and compared it to Neil Young and Dan Fogelberg. Well, interestingly enough, those were great influences when I was a young man coming up.
We're talking with Michael Milton, Elder Michael Milton, Pastor, Reverend. What do you go by? Brother?
Well, I'm Dr. Michael A. Dr. Mike Milton,
Dr. Michael Milton of Reform.
But you know what? If I'm going to call you Rose, now you're going to have to call me Mike.
Well, you can call me Rose, and I'll call you Mike, but I want our listeners to know that you are Dr. Michael Milton and that you have recorded the album Through the Open Door. This is the third album you've recorded.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing like that first album. Just explain or just, you know, take us into that experience when you had your first album.
Well, I think one of the first things that you learn about recording is that a lot of times you don't see the other musicians.
Yes.
That's something interesting in our digital world today, that you lay down track upon track upon track. What I did in that was begin to gather musicians that stayed with me. Cindy Gibbs is the female vocalist who has been with me on 3 albums. The bass player, the keyboard player, and he also does some of the arrangement is Fred Schindel. The bass player is Steve Babb. They're in a Christian progressive rock group called Glasshammer, and they also own a studio, and I recorded most of the work in their studio in Tennessee. And so we have a rather eclectic group on this current album. We have a fiddler who was with Merle Haggard to Michael Card. So we have an eclectic group of musicians as well as people from the Chattanooga Symphony who participate and provide the symphonic background for a lot of the material. But the first album was a great experience. wonderful experience. And so we built on that, and it kind of it's like your first book. You learn about copy editors, you learn about the publisher. So in a similar way, I learned about something about the recording business.
Yes, and you have this very full plate of your administrative duties. Mm-hmm. And so is this another thing added to your plate, or is this kind of the relaxing thing that you do?
Well, what I hope, Rose, is that everything I do has synergy. And years ago, I interned under Dr. D. James Kennedy, and he taught me something called maximizing and multiplying ministry. So when I do one thing, I'm doing it for everything. I am a minister of the gospel called to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ I once blasphemed. And I do that through music. I do that through books. I do that through teaching. I do that through preaching. I do that through shepherding the saints. And so in my heart, I desire that all of this has a synergy before the Lord, and that it's all part, sort of a mosaic of the whole. These are little pieces of the mosaic forming the whole of what God has done in my life.
So that kind of answers the question I always like to ask, and that is, how does your family fit into all of this?
Well, integral. For instance, one of the songs on this is called, boy, I better remember this one, because it's actually a song I sang to her at our You'll have to cut that. I don't see it on the...
There's the miracle of marriage.
No, I'm going to talk about that. We wrote that for the U.S. Army, and they use it. The song is not on there. Do you have the album?
Yes, I have the album.
It's
right
a song
there.
I sang to my wife at Now and Forever.
Now and Forever.
Yeah, May's song. Isn't that something? I ought to be able to remember that. So if you want to go back now.
Yeah, we can get that.
We'll go back.
Yeah.
So how does my family fit in? Well, they're not just a piece of the mosaic. They're the whole.
Yeah.
She's with me. And
this is the family that you didn't get to have as an orphan.
Right.
So you've made sure that you're... Do you have children?
Yes, we do have children. We have a 16-year-old son at home. When my wife and I married, we were both single parents, and together the Lord brought seven, and 10 years later, God gave us our son, which made eight, and eight's enough. And so my son is John Michael, and he's homeschooled, and get thinking about college, and he's a musician in his own right, and a writer in his own right, and... So he's very much involved. And before I interviewed with you, I talked with my wife. Before I preached this weekend, my wife was praying with me. She's a pastor's daughter and has been a pastor's wife now for most of her adult life. So she's been serving the Lord. As she puts it, my job is to support Mike. And if I can't... support him properly, he can't support you or others. So when I sing out of the joy of what God has done in my own life and my family.
Well, as we come to the conclusion of our show, I do want to remind our listeners we're talking with Dr. Michael Milton, and we're talking specifically about the latest album that he has released, and that is Through the Open Door. Share with us where they can get this album and how they can...
Well, Through the Open Door is available through, you can get it through iTunes or Amazon, download it from Amazon. You could buy, we really would love for you to buy the hard copy because of the material that's in there, some of the reflections about the songs, the stories, some of those stories are inside the album. You can get it from Amazon. You could get Through the Open Door actually from
throughtheopendoor.org.
Throughtheopendoor.org.
We'll make sure and write all this information on our blog when we blog about this show.
If you go to throughtheopendoor.org, you go directly to the Music for Mission site.
Okay.
And it goes directly there. But, of course, you can go to Amazon or, and as I say, if you prefer to just download a song or two, you can go to iTunes and it's or any of the other online sites.
We're going to conclude our show today listening to a piece from your album, Through the Open Door. And it's a metaphor of our passage from this earth to heaven.
Through the open door, saw you dancing free. You moved like I had dreamed. So exquisitely, I almost wanna go and learn to freely soar. But I must now remain beyond the open door. The photograph I found yellowed over time, seemed youthful as you were. Held your life in mine, you stood in open field, your husband at your side. You looked down modestly, but the picture couldn't hide of your soul, which touched so many more than ever you would know. Beyond the open door, of your soul, which touched so many more than ever you would know. Beyond the open door, I sometimes feel the draw.
Well, I would like to thank you so much for being with us. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
And the Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.